Design-wise, then we get into something called a mixed shrub border. You may have seen things like this at like Old Brick Gardens or some other botanical gardens or like nice kind of expensive gardens maybe in somebody's house. I've done stuff like that out east and I never like ran into the really wealthy client in Wisconsin yet. So maybe if you're here, let me know. But anyways, you sort of do this mixed shrub idea. And so it's a combination of shrubs with different forms and textures and flower times, and you combine them. And a lot of it has to do with creating this depth and interest. And you can see, looking at these images, that there's a lot of different things going on in what we call a mixed shrub border. Now, the issue is that typically these would be not necessarily native plants. Now, what a lot of you might be finding out is, the native plant thing has caught on, finally. It took a while, right? The interesting thing is about, 7-8 years when it really started to kind of get that good traction, maybe 10 years ago, people would go to garden centers and realize that a lot of the plants that were at the garden centers were natives. They just didn't advertise it as a native. Linderas like spice bushes and fothergillas and cool stuff like that. Even a lot of the viburnum shrubs that we grow, they're all natives and they've been selling them for years. But they're also selling lots of stuff that isn't native. Things that come out of the mountains in China, hydrangeas and rhododendrons and all sorts of other stuff. So they might not necessarily be an invasive, though if you look closely, that is a red barberry and that is considered an invasive. So don't plant it, they're illegal in lots of states. I think, are they illegal here yet? In Wisconsin, maybe not yet. And so it's because the birds eat the fruits and then they spread them and then they grow up in the woods. So it's considered an invasive. But the mixed shrub border idea is all about like different heights and textures and colors and form, foliage and stuff like that. And so we graduate from that into what we call a habitat hedgerow. So it's the concept of a hedge, but it's mixed plants. So it's not that traditional hedge. So it's kind of like that mixed border idea, but it's all native plants. And actually there's a few other things that we have to think about when we combine these plants together to form this habitat hedge. If it was just gonna be a mixed native plant, native plant hedge, that's one version, and actually that was sort of the earlier versions that I would do, because I have transitioned into doing more and more natives over the years just due to the fact that they just belong in the garden, and there's less maintenance, and they establish better, and all those are the good things. But to turn it into a habitat hedgerow is a different idea where there's gonna be more layers to it. So it's not just gonna be the shrubs. And the other piece of the puzzle when it came to doing all this stuff is that we had to go, because for a little while I was an editor with Fine Gardening Magazine, and so we had to take lots of pictures of gardens and things like that. You may have heard about that magazine. It's fairly well known. And I could not get a picture of a garden that looked like this into that magazine. The design director would not allow it because it was messy, right? It's weedy, it's messy. It's like, no, that's goldenrod. That's not weeds, right? And so it was really hard to get people to accept this kind of a look because they were used to this look. They were used to the mixed shrub border out of England, Christopher Lloyd and Gertrude Jekyll and all those people, right? And so the idea was, how do we get them to accept this? Now the good news is, in recent years, people understand that it's important to use native plants and to promote this sort of environmental or sustainability factor. And actually, in a lot of ways, if there's one takeaway that I give you in today's talk, it's the idea of thinking about your garden, and everybody gets it now, which is nice, thinking about your garden as an ecosystem. Whenever you go to a lot of these talks that you'll see that are being offered at the expo, it's all about kind of the way that we think about our garden. So philosophically, it's kind of changing the way that you look at it. And it's like, it's not just decoration in the front of my house. It's, I have a little ecosystem in the backyard, and then go like the permaculture lady, Permaculture Works, right? We talked to her.